Today's Amud is Yevamos Nunhei Amud Beis. We're holding on Nunhei Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Harah Dechai Ve'Lavin. So we mentioned the Makar. How do we know that the Isser Bia, when it comes to different Arayas, how do we know that the Isser already starts from Harah, from Tchilas Bia? Again, what Tchilas Bia means, is it going to be a Gemara later, actually on today's Amud? What Harah is referring to, a big machlekes, but lemaisa, that's the halacha that the Mishnah stated, that when it comes to all of the arayas in the Torah, in all psulim, in the Yevama, all things kemat everything, so Harah is considered a bia. The Gemara want to know by the arayas, what's the makar that Harah is considered a bia? And the Gemara said, it's learned out from a pasuk that first of all, by Nida, it says lahedya, it says a lashon of hara, so we know by nida that the isser bia is already by the stage of hara, by tchilas bia. And then the Gemara said, we have the Akeshad Rabbi Yoina that says to darshan to compare, to be makish all the arayas zu lazu. Mamelo, we compare all the arayas to nida, just like a nida, the isser bia is already by hara, so to by all the arayas, the isser bia is already by the stage of hara. So that's when it comes to arayas. All the arayas are hukshu lezeh lezeh. So mamela, that would be a good makar for the arayas. The Mishnah said that this is true about all psulim. So says the Gemara now, harad chayve lavin minalan. What's the makar that when it comes to chayve lavin? Now when it comes to a lady who's only asr as a lav, let's say a grusha to a kain, or we'll see actually kain, specifically kain kehanim soon, or by yevam l'shuk is chayvi lavin, what's the makar that by chayvi lavin, that iser bia is already by hara? So says the Gemara, midigali rachmana shichva zera gabe shivcha charufa, from the fact that by the parasha of shivcha charufa, a shivcha charufa is the name that we give to a shivcha knanis. The halacha is that if an eved ivri, a Jewish person is sold into slavery, he's stole, he can't pay back, whatever the case is, he's sold into slavery, and so now the halacha is that his master, the master who he's sold to, he's allowed to give a shivcha knanis. It's unbelievable. He's allowed to give a gayish a shivcha, well, not completely a guy, but a lady who bats him is a gayish a shivcha. Now she's chayiv and mitzvahs kiisha, but he's allowed to go ahead and give a gayish a shivcha to this Eved Ivri to marry him, and then the children will be his the master's avadim. So he has what to gain from it. He's going to gain avadim, and this shivcha kananis is actually the Eved Ivri is allowed to marry this shivcha kananis. So this shivcha kananis, even though she's married to a Jew, you would think she's an eishes ish lamaisa. She's a iser lav, and it's not exactly, it's not as chamer, she's not mamish and erva like an eshes ish, she's a shivcha charufa. We say it in the morning, in Ezra Mekayman, by the karbanais, right? It's one of the karban ashram, you bring the ashram shivcha charufa. So that's the parasha of Shivcha Charufa. Now in that parasha, when the Torah discusses the Isser, for another man to be with that Shivcha Charufa who's married to the Eved Ivri, so the Torah uses a lashon of Shichva Zera. The lashon of the pasuk is V'ish ki yishka v'esisha Shichva Zera v'ishivcha nechrefes l'ish. So the fact that the Torah uses this lashon of Shichva Zera, that makes it sound like a person's only going to be chayiv for being with the Shivcha Charufa if he's Maitzi Zera, meaning he does Gemar Bia. He does the full Bia. So we could make the diak that if by Shivcha Charufa, the Torah tells us that a person's only chayiv if he does Gemar Bia. So make the diak, says the Gemara, Michlal de Chayve Lavin Bara'a. So it must be that by all other Chayve Lavin, you don't need Shichva Zera, even just Hara, even just Chilas Bia is going to be considered a Bia. So that will be the Makar that by Chayve Lavin, even Chilas Bia is included in Bia. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, you can make a diak from a different parasha and say the exact opposite halacha. That midigali rachmana hara b'chayve krisis, from the fact that when it comes to the parasha of Arayas, the Torah tells us that what's considered a bia, even just chilas bia, even hara is considered a bia, that's because it's krisis, that's because it's very chamer. So make the diak, michlal de chayve lavin b'gemar bia. Now we have the mashmais that by all other isurim, like chayvei lavin, which are less chamer, so then tchilas bia is not enough. Then it has to be gemar bia. So there's conflicting mashmais. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, no, it's not true. That second diak is definitely not a diak that the Torah wants you to make, because im kain lishtoi kram yishivcha charufa. If it was true that all chayvei lavin, now when it comes to all chayvei lavin, you're only chayv if there's shichva zera, you're only chayv if there's gemar bia. We'll see later what exactly Gemara Bia refers to, but for now let's just say that the Shechva Zera, he's Maitzi Zera, so if that would be true that by O Chayev Elavin, you're only Chayev when there's Gemara Bia, so then why does the Torah have to tell us by Shifcha Charufa, which is only alive, that you're only Chayev when there's Gemara Bia? It's obvious. Make the Diak. If by Arayas you're Chayev Bahara, it's only because it's Chamer, because it's Krisis, but anything that's not a Chayev Kares, so then you're only Chayev when it's Gemara Bia. Elamai, you're not supposed to be making such a Diak. Or Elamai, for the fact that the Torah had to specify Afal Pikin, the Torah specified to us by Shivcha Charufa that it's you're only Chayev. If there's Gemar Bia, it must be that's already the one that you're supposed to make a diak from, that is Mashma that oh other Chayev in Lavin, so then you're not Chayev, you don't have to wait until Gemar Bia, you're Chayev already, Bishas the Hara'a. So that's when it comes to Chayev in Lavin. Says the Gemara now, Hara'a de Chayvei Lavin de Kahuna Minalan. But what about if it's a lav that's miyucha to a kayin? Like a lav that's for everyone would be like Yivam Ulashak. What about a lav that's miyucha to a kayin? Like a grusha to a kayin? So that's a lav that's only by a kayin. So that's less chummer than a typical lav. A lav that's only to a kahuna is more kal, it's more lenient, because it's a lav she'ena yishava b'kol. So maybe by a lav she'ena yishava b'kol, maybe when it comes to a lav that's only to a kayin, so maybe over there you're only going to be chayev when it's a gemar bia. What's the makar that for the din of the Mishnah that you're chayev already by hara? So says the Gemara, asya kicha kicha, because we have a gzeir shava of kicha kicha, which sounds like the gzeir shava of kicha kicha mstei Ephraim. We're actually going to mention a couple gzeir shavas over here of kicha kicha. None of them are referring to the famous gzeir shava of kicha kicha mstei Ephraim. This kicha kicha is that one kicha, it says by the parish of Arayas, v'ish asher yikach es achaysay, and then the second kicha is where it says by the Isser Kuhuna, it says ish zayin v'chalala lo yikachu v'ish agrucha miisha lo yikachu ki kadoshu le'lokav. So it says kicha by the Isurei Kuhuna, it says kicha by the parish of Arayas. So just like by the parish of Arayas, a bia is even tchilas bia, is even hara. So we make a gzeir shava that so too when it comes to Yisrei Kuhuna, Yisrei Lavin de Kuhuna, so that all those also, the Isser bia is already by hara and not just by gemar bia. The chayvei asei minalan, says the gemar, finds, now you found the makar for Lavin, you found the makar for Lavin de Kuhuna. But what about chayvei asei? What about chayvei asei? Do chayvei asei? What? Maybe there it's only gemar bia. How do you know that over there it's even tchilas bia? Like the Mishnah said, even a mitzri ve'adoimi, right? The halacha is if a mitzri or someone from Adoim converts, so their third generation is mutar lavay b'kahal, but the first two generations are not allowed to. The first two generations are not allowed to. So the issa for that is an asay. The issa for that, it says that the third generation could come in. Mashma, the first two can't. So it's an issa asay. It's an issa asay. So how do you know over there that the issa bia is already by hara? Maybe it's only by gemar bia. It says the gemara asya bia bia. We have a gzeir shav of bia bia. It says by mitzvah v'adoyim mi'alosh nabia, and it says by the parsha of a mamzer, which is a chiv lav, which we know by lavin, the iser is by hara, and so we can learn out from mamzer to mitzvah v'adoyim that the chiv bia is already by hara. Yavama l'shak minalan. How do we know that by yavama l'shak, by yavama, that her bia is by hara? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Ilaman da'amar lav lav, ilaman da'amar asay asay. So there's a machlekes if Yivam Lashuk is considered an Isser lav, if it's considered an Isser asay, l'maisa, whichever way you're going to go, we already brought a makar that chayvei lavin and chayvei asay, that their Isser bia is even by hara. So of course Yivam Lashuk is going to be by hara. What's the shaila? Says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. Eli Yivama, Yavam inalan. How do you know that when it comes to a Yivama, that the Yavam is kind to her, that he could be kind to her, bein b'hara, bein b'gemar bia, like the Mishnah said. How do you know that he could be kind to her with hara, not to her iser to l'shug? We want to know about her mitzvah, or her kinyan to the avam. How do we know that that could be formed through hara? So it says the Gemara, asya bia bia, we have gzeir shava bia bia, because it says, yavama yava yaleha, yav lashon of ba, Yavai, and it says the lashon of Yavai also by Mamzer. So we learn out Mamzer from Mamzer to a Yavama. Isha labayla minalan. Says the first Mishnah in Kedushin says Isha niknas b'kesef shtar u bia bia. How do you know that bia could even be hara? Says the Gemara asya kicha kicha. Another gzeir shav of kicha kicha. One is by Kedushin kicha chishisha. Another kicha is like we had before by the parish of Arayas by Achaisai. It says there a lashon of kicha. So we can learn out from Arayas to regular case of Ishas that a person could be kind to a wife through even just hara. Now Amar Rava. Says Rava now that we've established that basically everything, except for Shifa Harufa, everything basically, Bia is already by Hara. So, if so, ask Rava, Shikhva Zera b'Shifa Harufa, Lamali d'kasav Rachmana Shikhva Zera b'Shifa Harufa. So first of all, why does the Torah say Shikhva Zera by Shifa Harufa? That one we already really answered. Shifa Harufa is the exception. Hara is not Aser. Shifa Harufa, it's only Gemar Bia. But says Rava, why does the Torah say Shikhva Zera by a few places? It says it by Shifa Harufa. It says Shikhva Zera b'Eishas Ish. Even though over there, avada, a person's chayv, even with just hara, not just gemar bia. So why does the Torah say shech vazera? And shech vazera b'saita, and also by the parsha of b'saita, it says that a person, he gives his wife a warning, and so there also, it says a lashon of shech vazera. So over there also, why does the Torah say shech vazera? It's pashut that the iser is gonna be, and that the kinui and everything, that whole parsha is said about even just hara. So why does the Torah mention shech vazera? So says the Gemara, the Shivcha Charufa Kedamron. The Shivcha Charufa we already explained, because over there, he's talking not Chayiv Bahara, he's only going to be Chayiv when it's Gemara Bia. The Eishas Ish, why does the Torah say Shech Vazera b'Eishas Ish? Of Hadda, he's their Chayiv even by Hara. So why does the Torah say Shech Vazera? Says the Gemara, Prat L'Mishamish Meis. It has to be that he's with her in a way that it could lead to shechva zera, even though he's chayiv already by hara, where there's no avad, there's no shechva zera, but it has to be at least in a way that there could be shechva zera, which means that he's niskasha. But if he's not niskasha, if he has an aver mace, so then he's not going to be chayiv for eishas ish. Well, says the Gemara, that's a big machlekas. So if you go like that, man damer who says that if you're mishamish with an aver meis by arayis, your potter, then great. But if you hold that when it comes to all arayis, even an aver meis is chayiv, so then what would shech vazera by eishas ish coming to be lafuke? It can't be a lafuke aver meis. Aver meis is chayiv. So Ella Prat L'Mishamish Mesa. Not that his Aver is Mace, but actually the opposite, that she is dead. So obviously not exactly a healthy person. The guy is being by a dead married woman, but that's the chiddush of the pasuk, that it has to be Shech Vazera, it has to be in a way that could lead to something, but not if she's not alive anymore, so then that's not going to be an Isser, or at least the Chiyav of Eishes Ish. The Salkadai Tuchamina, now why would I think that it is? If she's dead, so Isha is Kaines Atzma Begadu B'Misa Sabal, if she dies also, so she's not an Eishes Ish anymore, now that she's dead. No, says the Gemara, it's not necessarily so true. Because Sal Kedai Techamina Hayol Achar Misa Nami Ikri She'erai. Even after a woman dies, she's still considered her husband's wife. Where do we find that? Where do we find, it's a good riddle, where do you ever find that a dead woman is considered her husband's wife? The answer is by Kahuna. By a Kayin is not allowed to become Tamei Meis, but for She'erai, for his wife, he's allowed to become Tamei Meis. His wife's not his wife anymore. His wife's dead. So you see that the Torah still views that connection. Even though the wife is dead, she's still called She'erai, and the Kayin's allowed to be Matame for her. So you see that even after a woman dies, there is still an element that she still called her husband's wife. Memela, so ema lichayev ala. So I would have thought that maybe a person would be chayev for the isra of Eishes Ish. Lichayev ala b'Eishes Ish. Kamash v'lan the pasuk of Shech Vazera. And no, in such a case, so he's not going to be chayev for Eishes Ish. Now the Saita Lamali, why by the parish of Saita does the Torah use the Lashon of Shech Vazera? The Chedetanya, because of that which we learned in the Braisa. That it has to be that the whole story over there was involving Shech Vazera as opposed to Davar Acher. What's Davar Acher referring to? My Davar Acher, Amar Rav Sheshes, Prat L'Shekina Lo L'Sholei Kedarka. Avada, everything is true even by Hara. It has to be that he's suspecting Hara, and that maybe they did Hara. That would also be Chayev, that would also make her into a Saita. But what Shech Vazera is coming to say is that it has to be that the Parsha is involving something which could have Shech Vazera to it, even though it's just Hara, but it could lead to Shech Vazera, as opposed to a Bia that's Shalai Kedarka. The husband warns her, he's Mekana her, and he says, you can't be with that man because of a Bia Shalai Kedarka, so then that's not going to make her, if she's not a Zicha, that's not going to make her into a Saita. Prada Shekinala Shalai Kedarka, that's not going to make her into a Saita, that's what's learned out from Shech Vazera. However, ask the Gemara, is that really true? Amar le Rava, Mishkevei Isha Ksev. The Torah uses a Lashon Rabbim. It says Mishkevei Isha. From there we learn that Bia Shalai Kedarka in Halacha is viewed as a regular Bia. Just like a Bia Kedarka is going to make a person into an Isha, a Saita. So to a Bia Shalai Kedarka is also going to ask her to her husband and be included in the whole parasha of Saita. Even a Bia Shalai Kedarka is considered like a Bia Kedarka in this regard. So why would the parasha not be said about a Bia Shalai Kedarka? Why would that be true? So Rava says a different drasha, that Shech Vazera is Prat L'Shekinala Derech Ivarim. It's when he wasn't even being mekaner for a Bia. It was that maybe he was just going to be Maisi Zera when he was together with her, like together touching each other, but not through a Bia. So that's not included in the parasha of Saita when it's being Maisi Zera Derech Ivarim. However, Amar Le Abaye says, well, I need a pasuk to tell you that Derech Ivarim is not included in the parasha of Saita? Pritzusa Asa Rachmana? You think that's what the Torah is coming to ask her? You think that's what the Torah would come to do? That it's going to discuss that? That's for sure not part of the parasha. That's not a Bia Bichlal. That of course is not part of the parasha. So El Amar Abaye says a different shot, that Shech Vazera by Saita is Prat L'Shekinala B'Nashika. It's coming to exclude a case where he was Kinala from having Nashika, meaning they weren't even suspected of having an actual Bia, but maybe just Nashika, where he would touch his Aver to her Makam Erva. That's called Nashika. When his Aver touches her Makam Erva, that's called Nashika. That's what he was Kinola for. And Shech Vazera is coming to say that that's not included in the parasha of Saita. Well, says the Gemara, so that means you're assuming that Nashika's Aver is not called a Bia. You're assuming that that's not even called Hara, right? Because Hara is a Vada included in the Zisser. So that means you're telling me that Nashika is even less than Hara. Is that, well, says the Gemara, Hanichel Manda Amar, Hara Azuach Nasas Hatara. El Manda Amar, Zu Nashika, Maikla Meimar. It's a Machlaikis, we're going to see soon. There's a Manda Amar who says Hara is Nashika. According to the Manda Amar who says Hara is Nashika, so this Pshan is not going to work, because Nashika is Hara, of course that's included in the Parsha. And only is it going to work if you hold that Hara, if you hold that Hara is Hachnasas Atara. The Atara refers to the strip of Basar, it's a protruding line that goes around by the end of the Aver. So Rashi seems to say that itself, that line itself, is the Atara. There's a Beis Yosef by Hilchos Mila where he brings that the Atara is from there all the way until the end of the Gid, away from the body. From that point, the whole slope. But Rashi learns that it's just the line. Either way, with regards to this, it's going to be the same. There's a man Damar who says that Hara is only when the Atara goes in. Meaning when that line goes in, that's when it's considered Hara. So if that's considered Hara, Nishika's Aver is not even Hara. Nashika's Aver would be even less than Hara, then you could say Shech Vazera is coming to be Lafuke Hara on Nashika's Aver. That would make sense. But if you hold that Nashika's Aver is Hara, so then we're still back to square one. What's the Psha? What's Shech Vazera come to be Lafuke? So says the Gemara, Elu La'ayla L'Shekina La'Derech Evarim. Going back to the old Pshat, I believe of Rava, that Rava said that the Pshat is that we're discussing a case where he was Kinala Derech Evarim, that maybe he's just going to be Maitzi Zera together with her, touching, but not actually in having any sort of Bia, not even the Shikas Ever. The Itzrech, and we asked, so what was the problem with that Pshat? Our problem with that Pshat is that it was Pashat. Of course that's not included in the Parish of Saita, because that's not even a Bia, that's not in anything. So of course that's not part of the Parisha. So as the Gemara, no, the Itzrech, you still need it, because Since this is something that the Baal has a hakpada about, and he gave her kina, he was mekaneh her for derech evarim. So mameila, if that's what happened, so then that's going to aser him, and that's going to make her into a saita v'haka kapit. He's makpid about it, and therefore that could be included in the parsha, even though it's not even considered to be a bichlal ki uzeh. Kamash Mulan, then no, Shikhva Zera, and even if he's Kinula for Derech Evarim, that's not going to be included in the parasha of Saita. So that's the Maskana, that Saita, it says Shikhva Zera by Saita, that's coming to be Laafuke Derech Evarim. Now moving on to the Sugya of Hara, now that we mentioned it, what is considered Hara, what's considered Gemar Bia, right? So those are the two stages we have to figure out. At what point is it considered Hara, meaning there might be a certain point before that where it's even less than Hara. And then also, at what point is Hara, and then at what point does it change after Hara, at what point does it change to now being considered Gemar Bia, like by Shifcha Charufa. The Isra over there is only when there's a Gemar Bia. So at what point does it become Gemar Bia? So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hara'a zu Neshika. That Hara'a refers to Neshika, like we quoted before. Hara'a refers to when the Aver, when his Aver touches her Makay Merva. So that itself, that's already considered a Miksas Bia. That has the halachic status of Bia with regards to most things. That's already considered a Bia. And he says, a Mashal La'adam Shemaniach et Zbayay Alpiv. You could compare it to a person. He touches his mouth with his finger. He puts his finger to his mouth, to his lips. When a person puts his finger on his lips and he touches his lips, he afshar shelo yidchay kabasar. It's impossible that his finger is not going to a little bit go into the lips. It's gonna, when he touches it, it's impossible. It's not gonna move in a little bit. And the same thing when it comes to his aver, to going, doing the shika, so it's for sure going to have at least some minimal level of entering, and therefore that's why it's considered a bia. So that's Shmuel's pshat, that neshika, that hara is already by neshika. Ki asa rabba barav. Now these sugyas are actually very negate to chasanim and kalis, what's considered a bia. But Shmuel has a very minimal shear, a very, very small shear. He says already neshika, that's already considered a mixas bia. Ki asa Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabba Bar Bar Chana came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan says in his yeshiva, in his shear, he said over that Gemar bia b'shivcha charufa zu hachnasa. He said over that when Rabbi Yochanan was saying shir, and he was said over the halacha that by shivcha charufa a person's only chayiv for gemar bia. What is gemar bia? Rabbi Yochanan said it's when he has hachnasas atara, when the atara of the gid goes into the woman. So that's considered gemar bia. So this could fit very well with Shmuel. Could be this is exactly the same sheet of Shmuel. The Gemara will address it soon. But it could be this is exactly the same sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel spoke about Ahara, and Rabbi Yochanan is being mashed in the picture, telling us about Gemara Bia. Shmuel told us that Neshika is already Hara. And Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that the Gemar happens only once he has Achnasas Atara. But they could work hand in hand. Masiv Rav Sheshes, now Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha, that Shechva Zera, Enei Chayiv, Ela Albias Hameirik. He has a Braisa which says that when it comes to a Shechva Charufa, times where you need Shechva Zera, where you need a Gemar Bia, so what's considered a Gemar Bia? Enei Chayiv, Ela Albias Hameirik. You're only Chayiv once there's Haitzah Zera. Bias Hameirik sounds like once there's Haitzah Zera. So my Lav Meirik again, Luchayr, that's referring to only once the whole entire gid is inside, not just achnasa satara. How could you say that Gemar Bia is already achieved by achnasa satara? The Braisa says you need Merik. L'chayr Merik is Merik HaGid. Says the Gemara, Loi Merik HaTara. It's not a Kasha. Merik could be referring to the further out part of the gid, the Atara. Mamela, there's no Kasha on Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Says the Gemara Vayter now that Kiasa Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yochanan, that when Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan differently. He said that Hara'a Zu Hachnasa Satara, not like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said that Hachnasa Satara is already Gemar Bia. Says Rabbi Dimi that you're right, Rabbi Yochanan and Shir spoke about Hachnasa Satara. But he didn't say that Achnasa Satara is Gemar Bia. Adarabba, he said Achnasa Satara, that's considered Hara'a. Hara'a is Achnasa Satara. So Amrulei, so they said to Rav Dimi, whoa, you're telling us a big chiddush over here. V'harabba bar barachana lo yamarachi. Rabba bar barachana said the opposite. He said that Hachnasas HaTara is only hara. And you're telling us that he told us that that's Gemara Bia, and you're telling us that it's only hara. So Amar Luhu, so he said back to them, Rav Dimi said back to them, that, okay, so Ihu Shakra, yeah, not Shakra, what do you want from me? So he's lying, I'm lying, what are you trying to say? It's an interesting response, but that's what he was, though I said that's what he was saying. I don't know, we both understood differently in Shir, but that's the way I understood, is that Rabbi Yechanan said that hara is Hachnasas HaTara. Hachnasas HaTara is only hara, in which case Gemar Bia, what would be Gemar Bia? If Hachnasas HaTara is only hara, then Gemar Bia is going to be when he's Gemar Bia Mamash, is going to be when he's Maitzi Zera. Says the Gemara another shita now. Now ki asa Ravin am Rabbi Yechanan, again in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said, I asked Rabbi Yechanan, I heard in Shir from Rabbi Yechanan a different thing. I heard that Hara Zu Hachnasa Satara, or it's really the same as Rav Dimi. So he said like Rav Dimi, he said that I heard from Rabbi Yechanan that Hara is Hachnasa Satara. So says the Gemara like this. This that Rav Dimi and Ravin are calling Hachnasas HaTara only Hara, so Ad Rabba Bar Barchana Vaday Poling. So that's for sure not going like Rabba Bar Barchana, because Rabba Bar Barchana said that Hachnasas HaTara is already Gemar Bia. So this that they're saying that Hachnasas HaTara is included in Hara, that's for sure not like Rabba Bar Barchana. But says the Gemara, the Shmuel mean lema palit? But are we forced into a corner into saying that they're also arguing on Shmuel? Until now we've been assuming that Shmuel and Rabba Bar Barchana are the same. It's not necessarily true. All Shmuel told us is that Neshika is Hara. It could be that he also agrees that Hachnasas HaTara is Hara. It could be, it says, Miloim, Neshika va'an Hachnasas HaTara, Hara Karila. It could be Hara has, there's some wiggle room. Hara is already, it's from Neshika, but it extends through Hachnasas HaTara. It could be even Shmuel agrees to that. It could be even Shmuel. He was coming to tell you, when does Hara start? He wasn't telling you that's the whole Hara. Neshika, anything past that is already not Hara anymore. It could be Hara just starts from Neshika Sefer, but it also includes Hachnasas HaTara. And it could be Shmuel agrees that Gemar Bia is only going to be once there's Gemar Bia Mamish, once he's Maitzi Zera. So it's not necessarily Muchach that Rav Dimi and Ravin are arguing on Shmuel. They're for sure not like Rabba Bar Barchana, but they're not necessarily arguing on Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Mekiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Am Rav Yechanan. When Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rav Yechanan, also that Hara Zu Hachnasas HaTara. He said that Hara refers to Hachnasas HaTara, and then he spoke out some more. And then he said that Gemar Bia is Gemar Bia Mamish. That Gemar Bia refers to when he's actually Maitzi Zera, refers to actual Gemar Bia. But here he said that Mikan Ve'elach, which Rashi explains means that anything less than Hachnasas HaTara, referring to Neshika, he says that when it comes to Neshika, Einai Ela Neshika Upater Ale Upalig Ad Shmuel. He says that that's not Hara. So he, meaning according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he's for sure not saying like Shmuel. Because he says that Hara is Hachnasas HaTara, and it's not less than that. Anything less than that is already not Hara. Neshika Sefer is not Hara. So it comes out, if you make do the cheshbon, so it comes out, I believe we have four different shitas. First of all, we have Shmuel. Shmuel, with the words of Shmuel, Shmuel told us, is that Neshika is considered Hara. The Gemara is Mesupik. Does that mean that Neshika is Hara and Hachnasas HaTara is already Gemar Bia, like Rabba Bar Barchana? Or does Shmuel say that Neshika is Hara and it continues all the way through? Even Hachnasas HaTara, that's also considered Hara, and Gemar Bia is only once that he has actual Gemar Bia Mamish. Rabba Bar Barchana says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, he's very clear that Hachnasas HaTara is already considered Gemar Bia. So obviously, if Hachnasas HaTara is already Gemar Bia, it has to be that according to Rabba Bar Barchana, Neshika is considered Hara. The third sheet that we have is Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Ravin tells us that Hachnasas HaTara, that's considered Hara. Hachnasas HaTara is considered Hara. The Gemara is Mesopic. Maybe he also agrees that Neshika is Hara. Maybe Neshika is nothing. could be Neshika is nothing, like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, or it could be that Neshika is also considered Hara'ah, just like Achnas Satara. Either way, Gemar Bia is only going to be Gemar Bia Mamish. And then we add Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda V'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, who says that Neshika is nothing, Achnas Satara is Hara'ah, and Gemar Bia is Gemar Bia Mamish.